From Washington, this is VOA News. Reports say an Israeli soldier is captured by Hamas. A Ugandan court strikes down an anti-gay bill. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says Hamas must immediately and unconditionally free an Israeli soldier apparently captured by Hamas militants during a Friday clash.
If they are serious about trying to resolve this situation, that soldier needs to be unconditionally released as soon as possible. I have been very clear throughout this crisis that Israel has a right to defend itself. No country can tolerate missiles raining down on its cities and people having to rush to bomb shelters every 20 minutes or half hour.
Speaking at a White House news conference Friday, Mr. Obama also called the deaths of Palestinian civilians heartbreaking and said everything must be done to protect them. What was supposed to be a 72-hour ceasefire barely lasted an hour Friday before Israel said a suicide bomber attacked Israeli soldiers dismantling a tunnel near Rafah. Uganda's constitutional court has overturned a controversial anti-homosexuality law that made same-sex acts punishable by up to life in prison. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports, while the law was annulled because of procedural errors in its passing, rights groups still hailed the decision as a boost for gay rights in the country.
The court Friday ruled the Anti-Homosexuality Act unconstitutional because it was passed in Parliament without enough members present for a full quorum. Human Rights Watch LGBT senior researcher Neela Gaushal tells VOA Friday's ruling is a victory for gay rights, even though the court did not address the ethical aspects of the law.
The fact is that everybody is breathing a sigh of relief in Uganda right now because the law can no longer be enforced from today.
Gaushal points out existing laws on the books in Uganda banning homosexuality will remain in place while the state decides whether to reintroduce the act in Parliament or to appeal Friday's decision at the Supreme Court. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
More on these stories at voanews.com. The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan, met with the presidents of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone Friday in Guinea's capital, Conakry. She reportedly warned the leaders of West Africa's Ebola-stricken nations that the outbreak is moving faster than efforts to control it.
The presidents of these three countries recognize the serious nature of the Ebola outbreaks in their countries. They are determined to take extraordinary measures to stop Ebola in their countries.
Dr. Chan said the leaders agreed to send security forces to isolate rural areas where most of the Ebola cases have been detected. Several dozen international investigators have begun working at the crash site of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in eastern Ukraine. Friday, investigators from the Netherlands and Australia and members from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe will focus on recovering several dozen bodies still missing and retrieving the belongings of the 298 people killed when the Boeing 777 was shot down last month. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke by telephone with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, with Mr. Obama saying the United States remains deeply concerned about Moscow's increased support for separatists in Ukraine. Speaking to reporters at the White House Friday, President Obama said he discussed his preference for a diplomatic solution with the Russian leader.
Right now, what we've done is impose sufficient costs on Russia that, objectively speaking, President Putin should want to resolve this diplomatically.
The White House says the two leaders agreed to keep open their channels of communication. The U.S. unemployment rate rose slightly, 0.1% to hit 6.2% in July. The data surprised economists who had predicted that the unemployment rate would be steady and the economy would create thousands more jobs. While the increase in the jobless rate was unexpected, President Obama, speaking with reporters, said there could be additional actions to improve jobs, including rebuilding infrastructure and raising the minimum wage. But the president said Congress has not done those things.
And the fact is, we could be much further along and we could be doing even better and the economy could be even stronger and more jobs could be created if Congress would do the job that the people sent them here to do.
More on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.